Yeah, they put us under a lot of pressure in the last 10 or 15 minutes. But in reality, Marky, we probably should have been out of sight by then, because we could have been 3 or 4 nil up in the first 20 minutes. Some great chances. Started the game really well. And then it fell into a pattern. We done really well. Second half, we started well. And then obviously they're out there playing something like 4 or 5 more pre-season games than us. So obviously they're going to catch us a little bit. But then you kind of look for character, you know. And there was so much character that went through that team tonight, regardless pre-season friendly or not. It was a semi-final. There's not many finals you can get to in this country. And this club now, who are on the verge of closing down last year, now have got themselves into the first final of the year. And it's a tremendous tribute to the players that are here.
Every player on that pitch tonight, Steve, nearly gave 100%. The legs must be run off them.
There was no nearly about it, Mark. Every one of them gave 100%. I know it's pre-season and what have you, but you get hurt when you left 4 goals in, and you get hurt when you left 4 goals in twice in 2 different games. So, we were using a lot of players in the games. We kind of looked at who were kind of fitter. Who were the fittest players that we had that fitted into the positions that we wanted them to play. We put that out tonight, and you could see that some of them were absolutely sensational. We needed a bit more quality going forward, and we'll get that. We'll move on to that now during the week, and we'll get that. So if we kind of have that determination and character and desire to defend like that, and then we get that little bit more quality going forward, we'll be a formidable team this year.
What way did you approach tonight's game? Was there certain Limerick players that you knew had to be marked?
Yeah, well, we kind of asked Jason Abbott to do a job for the team tonight, and he done it brilliant on Duggan in the middle of the park. You know, we feel Duggan would have gets them moving all over the pitch, and we had Jason playing as a 10, but it wasn't an attacking 10, it was a defensive 10, and he was brilliant at it. And then you have young King Kingston, who come into the team today, and he just played the game like an old experienced head. He just read the situations, picked up the second balls. So the whole midfield really were exceptional. And then a back four that's constantly been changed, stood up to it. And then a young goalkeeper who's come in, young Daly, pulled off 2 fantastic saves near the end there. So you can keep going through the whole lot of them, Marky, but we're not getting carried away. It's a pre-season game, but it's also a semi-final. The boys were sensational, and there's a good bit of confidence gone through the team now.
And the only goal of the game coming from a new signing, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, Marcus Gustafsson.
I haven't a clue if that's right or wrong, to be honest with you, Marky, because I do call him names, and he tells me that's not right, so I'll go with that one myself. But Marcus was a threat as well. He's a big lad. He's a Swedish lad. He gave young Robbie Williams a tar of time there at times. We felt Robbie is probably, not as fit as the rest of them, so we kind of got Marcus and Rob to sit onto him tonight, and he reaped the rewards. His work rate was excellent, and even Rob kind of started to defend him from the front, and he could have had one or two himself. Robbie got one-on-one with the goalkeeper twice there, and but they'll start going in for Rob. So
Limerick had one chance there. And in the second half, there was, 3 chances on the bounce, I think. 2 defenders got to it, and then the keeper pulled off a great save. Did you really think it was going to be Cove Ramblers' night then?
Yeah, you kind of have to feel that way. Because what was really impressive was the way the lads threw their bodies in front of it. There was no half-hearted nonsense. It was, they were prepared to take a hit. Whatever that ball was going to hit them, it was going to hit them. They threw themselves in front of it. Brilliant blocks, brilliant save. And then we seen the game out. So, I can't talk highly enough of them. But we know we still have a bit to go.
And this leads nicely into the season now, Steve, with the final pre-season friendly on Saturday against Wexford Youths.
Yeah, again, we'll be looking at Wexford Youths. It's another game. We haven't had enough games, although we're starting to catch up now, thank God. Wexford Youths will be a great test for us again. We'll start up. We'll be as determined as we were tonight to try and get the shape right, and we can just improve a little bit on what we were doing going forward. It'll be a great walk, and we'll be ready for Shells the following week.
Do you think this could be the first silverware of the second Stephen Henderson era?
You'd never know that, because Rockmount and Ringman are 2 very good Munster Senior League sides. So Marky, this place was on its knees, as we know, last year. She was nearly closed, and now we're into a provincial final, and like I said, That's a tremendous testament, not just to the players, but everybody involved in the club. And I hope the town come out and just make a day of it. Do you know what I mean?
Thanks very much, Steve. Well done tonight.
Thank you, Marky. Legend.